You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
The McCallum Brothers are a Auckland-based sand mining company who have created a proposal to mine 8 million cubic meters of sand from the seabed of the Bream Bay in the North Island over the next 35 years. While initially considered a low-priority project, the proposal has recently been fast-tracked under new legislation, prompting opposition from local iwi and hapu, as well as concerned residents from across the Bream Bay, for the project's potential impacts on local marine life and the region's fishing industries. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Brenda Lewenberg, a resident of Ruakaka, who started a petition on behalf of the communities along the Bream Bay, calling on the regional government to oppose the project and revoke its fast-track consents.
Can you tell us about the petition and what your calls are?
So under the new fast-track legislation that was approved through government a couple of weeks ago, there are 149 projects that have been kind of pre-approved to go through that legislation, so they can, those different projects can put their applications in from 7th of February, so from this week, and they will basically be able to go through a process where they bypass all the standard resource management, environmental protection, all the different kind of care and protection legislation and things that we've had in place traditionally to evaluate projects that impact the environment, that impact resources. So they bypass all of that. They applications go in, they get evaluated by a panel, and they get approved or disapproved. And one of those projects is for a company called McCallum Brothers to have consent to mine sand in Bream Bay for 35 years. And so I don't know if you know Bream Bay, but Bream Bay is one of the jewels of Northland, really. It runs from Langs Beach through Waipu Cove, through Urititi, through Ruakaka, Marsden Point, and across the harbour to Whangarei Heads. So that whole big bay is about 20 kilometres of beach. It's pristine. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It supports a lot of different communities. It supports a huge amount of marine life, a huge amount of recreational fishing and surfing and all the things that a beautiful beach is there for. It's absolutely insane to imagine that you would think it was a good idea to mine the sand from this area. So their application is to dredge sand from 4 kilometres or 4.2 kilometres out from the shoreline every day for 35 years. A dredge will come from Auckland. That dredge will vacuum up the sand from the ocean floor effectively. So everything that's there will get sucked up into this big vacuum. It gets filtered and then the plume of discard gets shot out the back of the boat. So a few things with that we are quite angry about. One is that obviously vacuuming the sea floor is not going to be without consequence for all of the sea life that's there, all of the marine life that's there, but also spewing out a big plume of discard will effectively, what that does is it is a barrier for everything that underneath it. So it will float across the ocean, light won't be able to get through it, everything underneath it will die. That's shellfish, that's fish, that's, you know, anything that's sitting under there that's dependent on the light filtering through. So that's what we're angry about, that's what our petition is about, that's what our protest a couple of weeks ago on the beach was about, and that's what we are fighting at the moment, that this just should not go ahead.
So why would the McCallum Brothers want to mine sand off of the Bream Bay?
They stand to make several hundred million dollars off this. That's pretty much their reason number one, I imagine. The thing is that they're not paying anything for that sand. It's, they go, oh, look, sand, free resource. They will ship it to Auckland. It will get used in the construction industry for concrete. And that's why they want it, that basically they will sell it to the construction industry. And a couple of things about that is that they maintain that there is a shortage or an impending shortage of sand, which is actually not true. That argument does not stack up at all. And also what they're doing, so dredging sand from the ocean is quite old school. It's really old fashioned. This company's been around 120 years mining sand in various places, and it's a really old school way of doing it. There are alternatives. There's manufactured sand. There's a company called Kaya Sand that manufactures sand from like breaking down rocks, basically waste. There are a few other companies that already mine sand in other places. There's plenty. There's not their assumption or their statement that there is a looming shortage of sand for the Auckland construction industry is not true. Also, the guidelines around the fast track project say that this should be for existing or infrastructure projects, or not necessarily something that might happen in 25 years. To give a consent for 35 years to mine something in the ocean is just crazy. That's like, the Northern Regional Council consents for things to happen in the environment are typically 2 to 10 years max, usually 2 to 5. So 35 is just insane.
Right. Last year, the McCallum brothers lost an appeal with the Environment Court to mine sand near Pakeri Beach, which is north of Auckland. Are you confident that the same outcome will happen with the new proposal that they're introducing to Bream Bay?
No, because last year there was no fast track process. So they had consent in Pakeri and they breached those consents. And that's why they were taken to the Environmental Court and given like the biggest ever fine of $500,000. They are currently fighting that in the High Court. So they are maintaining that they have a clean slate because this is still open argument. What we'll do if this goes ahead is we will heavily monitor them for compliance and make sure that they do absolutely everything. But with this current government, with this legislation, our hands are, it effectively blocks anybody from saying, hey, that's a really bad idea, or this is why that's a really bad idea. You can't be consulted as a concerned batch of citizens. You can't have community input into these applications. They're really just determined by a panel. We don't know who's going to be on that panel. That panel can just say, yep, go ahead, and then it's done.
And in spite of the opposition, the McCallum brothers have said that they would identify and address any impact from their sand extraction and that they are committed to community engagement. Do you accept that?
No, I don't. They've been speaking with the trust board of the local iwi for some time, but they haven't been speaking to Hapu. They haven't been speaking to the various different other iwi that are around. They haven't been speaking to community groups, to ratepayers associations. This has been relatively under the radar for a while, this application in Bream Bay. And actually, what is quite bizarre is that there was from the initial tranche of projects to go into fast track, there was a rating of like high priority, low priority. And this was in the low priority, don't put it through batch, right up until it suddenly wasn't. And nobody knows really how that happened. Why is this project that was deemed quite low priority, where the economic argument doesn't stack up, where there is a huge amount of environmental damage likely to happen, how did that suddenly get on this list of the top 149? They may well be putting stuff into remediation, but how do you remediate the damage that's going to be done to the fisheries, the damage that's going to be done to the scallop beds that have been regenerating for years, the damage that's going to be done to the potential damage to whales and dolphins? I mean, they're not going to stick around when there's this massive noise happening every day for 35 years. It's going to have huge impact on the local environment. If you imagine that they're dredging a big trench in the sand, so in Pakeri, they've gone and photographed under the ground where McCallum have been dredging, and they say it's like a bomb site, like a bomb went off down there. If that leaves a huge big gap, that sand's going to come to refill it naturally, and it's going to come from the beaches and it's going to come from the dunes, and that doesn't come back. When you take 300,000 cubic meters of sand every year for 35 years, that's a huge hole. That's a mountain of sand the size of Mount Manaia, which is massive, that you can see on the Whangarei Heads. Nature will fill that gap, and it will fill that gap with sand from the environment around it.
Right. That's about all we have time for. But before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We have a petition which is on Action Station. We have another petition which is on endangered species. We'd love people to sign that for us, to get in behind us. We're also looking for, once McCallum lodges their application, they will have a number of reports. We're looking for anybody who'd like to contribute or help with our cause who has expertise in coastal erosion and coastal management and marine life and any of this kind of stuff that can help us evaluate and counter those reports when they come out.
And that was Brenda Lewenberg from Concerned Residents of the Bream Bay talking to us about a petition of hers opposing the McCallum brothers' proposal to mine sand off of the Bream Bay. If you're interested in signing this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Concerned Communities of Bream Bay Against Marine Sand Mining. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Wow, important stuff.
That was Get Action on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.